Hi there. Could you turn down your music a bit? I can hear the bass pumping in my kitchen. Okay, thank you. Appreciate it. Wait a second. Don't I know you? It's you, isn't it? I used to babysit you. Look at you all grown up. Although, judging by the volume of that music, maybe not grown up enough. Well, I can't believe we're neighbors now. What are the chances? It's been so long since I've seen you. And look at this place. You surely don't mind if I come in, do you? It's apparent that some things never change. Still living like a teenager, I see. Do you even know how to use a vacuum? When I was in charge, you at least kept your room tidy. It's been like 9 years since I babysat you, right? You know, there was only a 2-year gap between us. That's crazy to think about. I always feel so much older than you, much more mature. Hey, do you remember the hilarious stunt you pulled with that hamster you got? One of your friends at school gave you a hamster, and you decided to bring it home without telling anyone. You hid it in your room, thinking you could take care of it all by yourself. Oh, you were so proud having your little secret pet. But you quickly realized you were in over your head when it escaped from its cage. We spent the whole evening chasing the little furball around the house. And eventually we cornered it in the laundry room. It was like trying to catch a bar of soap in the shower. But we did it together. And let's not forget the great glitter explosion of 2014. You were convinced that a little glitter would add some pizzazz to your art project. But when you accidentally knocked over that glitter jar on the kitchen counter, well, let's just say your kitchen had never sparkled quite like that before. Your mom was finding glitter in her coffee for weeks. Oh, don't look so shocked. I remember our time together quite well. I remember how you always begged me to tuck you in and read you a bedtime story. I told you that you were too old for that, but you insisted. I also remember how you hated brushing your teeth at night, so several times I had to do it for you. You could be a real brat sometimes, you know that? I had to be the strict one to keep you in line. And it's clear to me now that someone needs to take that role again. This place is a mess. Yes, I can see that. You're all grown up now. But grown-ups take care of their living space. This is not how a responsible adult lives. I see that cheeky grin. Don't think that your charm will get you out of this mess. You need to take responsibility. You know, it seems like you need a babysitter again. Yes, you heard me right. You need someone to help you get your act together. And it seems like fate has brought me in here just for that. I'm not going to clean after you, but I certainly can tell you how to do it, and I expect you to follow through. Well, I'm glad to see that you at least remember how to listen. That's a start. Now, what if we both sit down on your couch? Yes, that's right, but you do need to sit closer to me, dear. Oh, come on, don't be shy. That's it. Good boy. Now, we do need to have a serious talk about how you're living those days. Listen, once your babysitter, always your babysitter. It's the secret babysitter code. Oh wow, you're totally blushing right now. Oh, you were never good at hiding your emotions from me. I always knew exactly how you're feeling. I also knew that you had a secret crush on me. And your face now just got even redder. So tell me, do you enjoy being bossed around by me? Good boy. That's what I thought. So let's get started, shall we? To change your behavior, I think what you need first is a little bit of a punishment. Back in the day, I would just put you in timeout, but nowadays, I think some physical form of punishment would be better. Yes, I'm serious. You should remember I'm a serious person when push comes to shove. Ah, I see a wooden spoon in your kitchen. Let me go grab it. Stay on the couch and don't move until I say so. You might be nervous right now, but I can assure you have nothing to worry about. I'm just here to help you. Okay, now that I have this wooden spoon, let me adjust you so that you're in a good spanking position. And there. That's a good boy. Now, stay still. That's it. You've taken your punishment like a champ. And now, well, I think you've earned yourself a little treat. Are you ready to be my good boy and indulge in some close, intimate cuddling? Such a good boy for me. Look at you, taking it all in stride. Feel my warmth surrounding you, and know that you're always safe with me. Now take a deep breath for me. Can you do that? Let the tension melt away. Good boy. Just relax and be a good boy for me. Now listen closely. You need to do better, my sweet good boy. I know deep inside you know that your place is a mess and needs cleaning. And with my help, I know you can fix your bad behaviors. That's a good boy. I'm gonna start massaging your head now. Do you like that? Good. Such a good boy. Now, let me go over some behaviors that need to be changed. Firstly, my dear, I've noticed that you have a bit of a habit leaving your clothes strewn all over. We can't have that now, can we? So, from now on, let's make a promise to each other to put our clothes in the hamper as soon as we take them off. That's a simple task, isn't it? Show me you can be that good boy for me. Secondly, I've observed that dishes seem to pile up in the sink. It only takes a few minutes to wash them right after eating. You want a clean and welcoming kitchen, don't you? I know you can do this. And I believe it will make you feel so much better. Such a good boy. And lastly, let's not forget about taking out the trash. A clean home is a happy home, and part of that is making sure we don't let the trash pile up. So, my dear, let's be vigilant and take out the trash regularly, shall we? It's a quick and simple task, but it makes a huge difference. You'll see. I believe in you. I know you can be the tidy, obedient boy I see in you. A clean house is a reflection of oneself, and I know you want to be the best version of yourself, so let's work together and turn this place around. What do you say? Good boy. Now, because you've been such a good boy for me, would you like some kisses? You would. I figured. That was amazing. You're such an obedient good boy. I have a feeling that this arrangement is going to be perfect for the both of us. Now, when is the last time you took a shower or a bath? that checks out. You certainly smell like you haven't had a bath today. I think it's time I wash you. Yes, you heard me right. Take off all of your clothes right now. They're filthy, and they need to be washed. That's a good boy. Okay, put all your clothes in a pile, and let's head to your bathroom. Let me help you into the bathtub. Now, sit in the tub and try not to get too excited, or you won't get clean. That's a good boy. Now let me turn on the water a little bit. I think I'm going to have to get naked for this as well. I wouldn't want my clothes to get wet, you see. Now, close your eyes. I need to wash off all of this dirt. Stay still so I can get you all cleaned up, okay? There. Doesn't that feel better? Oh, don't try and hide it. I can tell you're getting hard. You've always been such a good boy. That's a good boy. I'm just gonna ride your cock now, okay? Oh, yes. Such a good boy. I'm gonna go a bit faster now. Yes, good boy. Let me bounce on your cock. Good boy. Keep rubbing on my nipples just like that. Are you close, my good boy? Yes, just keep playing with my breasts and you can come. Good boy. You filled me all up. Such a good boy. Now, let's get dried off and go cuddle in your bed. Does that sound good?